This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Remember 7 or 8 years ago when the state of Washington came up with that awesome new slogan, Say Wah? Yeah, no, me neither. We had to look it up for this piece because it pretty much fell completely flat and boom, there went $500,000 marketing dollars right down the drain. But branding, as we report here from time to time, matters. And so the great state of Alabama has decided it needs some good branding. Gigi Duban reports it's not just the outside world the state's trying to convince either.
Here's a winner of a state slogan.
I love New York.
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 And you know this one.
Baby, I've seen all the signs. A red between every line. I always knew we'd end up together.
Well, okay, you can't tell, but it's an ad for Virginia. Virginia is for lovers. And of course, there's another classic. What happens here stays here. That's Vegas. There's something about these slogans that just sticks. Alabama earlier this year launched its own slogan, Made in Alabama. Greg Canfield is Alabama's Commerce Secretary.
It captures the pride that we have, the competitive nature that Alabamians have. We love to win whatever we do.
Especially win college football, which is one thing people think of when they think of Alabama. But Canfield's office launched this marketing blitz to tell people there's more to the state than football and hunting. The state is specifically going after companies, telling them there's money to be made here. Alabama spent about $390,000 on the slogan, a new website, and ads.
We've advertised in Delta Sky magazine, Area Development magazine, all of the publications driven towards site consultants.
Site consultants are the ones who tell corporations where to open a new office or a factory. These are the people Alabama's branding campaign wants to hit first. Canfield says it seems to be working so far. There have been huge spikes in web traffic from places like France, Germany, and Japan. The website asks people to, quote, forget what you think you know about Alabama. And for a lot of people, the first thing that comes to mind is the state's tumultuous civil rights history. What else comes to mind? I asked a few people who live here.
Okay, so what do you think of when you think of Alabama?
I think of retirement. When you come to Alabama, you just see a whole bunch of old people playing golf or whatnot.
Football.
First thing that comes to mind when you think of Alabama?
Last on the list. The expression is, thank God for Mississippi, otherwise Alabama would be last in everything.
Believe it or not, that phrase, thank God for Mississippi, is something you hear a lot in Alabama. And with an image problem like that, rebranding can be tricky.
I think the biggest pitfall is coming off as defensive.
Eli Altman is creative director at 100 Monkeys, a branding company. He says, yes, it's about managing your image.
But you want to do it in a very, you know, open and accessible way without sort of really putting people into a box in terms of how they're supposed to think about your state.
Canfield hopes people will realize today's Alabama is different. But before people in other states and countries can see that, he says Alabama residents have to see it. That's why his office is aiming the campaign at them, too. Mary Vishnevsky owns Kite, a brand and design firm. She says that's not a bad idea.
The biggest naysayers for these kinds of projects are the people closest to the brand very often.
Vishnevsky says Alabama seems to be doing a good job keeping its message focused on its strengths, things like the timber industry, bioscience, and manufacturing. And if the Made in Alabama campaign helps boost the economy here, Alabama will consider it a success. In Birmingham, I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.